As John said, we're going to hear from people who are already living in communities, some in Mexico, some in Texas. But our first speakers are coming from somewhere else, and I'm really excited for them to share with you all about their vision and what they plan, maybe how we can all co-create together. So please give a warm welcome to Yoshi and Polo Pantera. Thank you, guys.
Preparando este espacio para empezar a dar más vida, comentando desde el corazón, abriendo la mente, abriendo el corazón, celebrando toda la vida, liberando la razón, recuperando el poder de ser libres y creativos con Madre Tierra. Cuentan los abuelos que hace cientos de miles de años la tierra se congeló. Los animales se asustaron, las plantas, las flores, los hongos no sabían qué pasaba, pero ya no estaban escuchando a través de la red de la tierra las frecuencias de los otros reinos vegetales. El delfín rosado, la anaconda y el jaguar se metieron a las cuevas porque sentían frío y querían estar más cerca de los líquenes. El animal humano también siguió este ejemplo y se quedaron en las profundidades de la tierra. Ahí vivieron 1000 años, hasta que luego sintieron en sus corazones el mensaje de la tierra, de volver a salir a la superficie. Ellos estaban agradecidos porque se dieron cuenta que fueron acunados por la gran selva viva, Causa y Sacha.
Welcome everyone. Yoshi Pantera and Pola from Ecuador. This is a presentation we prepared for today about regenerating cultures. If you can present it for us. Selva Viva, the Amazon jungle. One of the most diverse places of the world. It's in danger. Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Brazil. There's a lot of exploitation. A lot of death. And I don't want to talk about too much of the dangers. Pásale, va. We are aware of it. We don't have to be in the jungle to understand that we're living in a degenerative culture. Every single habit of everyday life is participating in a degeneration of life. The Amazon jungle, it still exists, but if we don't take care of it, it'll be extinct. So what can we do about this if every single aspect of human life is killing life, degenerating, meaning that it's not participating for it to keep existing? We can talk about from the moment we wake up and the water we use, the toothpaste, the toothbrush, our clothing, our mattress, our home, how it's built, our bathroom, everything from human life is participating in the destruction of all life on Earth. And who's doing something about it? What's being done to regenerate life? And so this is where we come in. Pásale, va. We come in from a culture, as you see, we're dressed with Ecuadorian outfits, a little mix though, but we met. And here's our story. This is a Spanglish experience, so welcome to enjoy.
Muchas gracias con todos. Gracias por su presencia. Quiero compartirles que mi nombre es Pola Pantera. Vengo de Quito, Ecuador, de los Andes. Ahí fui criada por mi familia de origen amazónico y también de origen chileno. En toda mi crianza recibí las enseñanzas de mi abuela, quien las plantas y las flores, y desde muy pequeña me contaba las historias de la selva. Desde ahí yo resulté fascinada por toda esa exuberancia. Luego tomé la decisión, gracias a la presión de mi padre, de viajar a Italia para poder independizarme y sacar de mí todas esas desconfianzas que tenía de mí misma. Cuando llegué a Ecuador, me puse a estudiar comunicación y desarrollo sustentable, porque había entendido a través de diferentes libros que la publicidad y la cultura de masas estaban lavando la mente de la gente y les estaban programando con doctrinas de sumisión y de control. Yo no quería ser parte de eso, así que cambié mi propósito en la comunicación y me dirigí al lado de la comunicación cultural, comunicación de las culturas. Y gracias a esa experiencia conocí diversas culturas de nuestro país. Con ellos aprendí sobre la selva viva. La selva es toda la tierra viva que nos da el sustento, todo lo que necesitamos para vivir. Ahí está el agua, ahí está el alimento, ahí está también nuestra cosmovisión, porque a través de todos los seres que en ella convergen, nosotros podemos estar en sincronía con los siglos de la vida. Y cuando estamos sincronizados con los siglos de la vida, entonces nuestra capacidad creativa se expande y estamos en estado regenerativo. En estado regenerativo, la plenitud es evidente. Y en esa motivación de vivir en la selva, pues conocí a Yoshi Pantera. Para ello yo tuve que sanar muchos aspectos de mí misma. Tuve que soltar varias creencias que tenía con respecto a lo que es ser mujer. Yo crecí en una familia en donde me inculcaron que tenía que mostrar mi lado más hermoso, pero de una forma bastante comercial, ¿saben? Y bueno, esto también a mí me ayudó para pagarme mis estudios universitarios. Trabajé por varios años como modelo. Sin embargo, en mi corazón había una desconformidad. No sabía quién realmente yo era, aunque tenía esta presencia energética de mi abuela que me recordaba la vida. Pero a la vez tenía la confusión de la sociedad, la cultura de masas, y no sabía a qué bando ir. Pero cuando conocí a Yoshi, pues como que todo se encajó y tuvo sentido, y mi propósito lo tuve con firmeza y me di cuenta que mi misión era aportar a la regeneración de la selva amazónica y de las culturas ancestrales, porque son ellas las que están cuidando este pulmón tan importante para todo el mundo.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, as she's shared her story from her awakening, I'm sharing mine. Back in 2009, I was 25. Also questioning what's happening in the world and what can I do about it? What's the most immediate thing I can do? And understanding our reason of existence, my reason of existence, and questioning what's my mission? What am I here for? Do I really need to exist in this reality? What's happening? What is this? If I'm not happy with everything after realizing and being conscious about what's around the world degenerating every single day, what can I do about it? So it's a long story and we don't have much time, but I definitely want to say that we do have an inner power inside to really, really understand our essence. And from there, we have the opportunity to take radical action. And we can't do it on ourselves. It comes in community. So the opportunity of the story is to understand my reason of existence. So I wake up in Ecuador, 19 years old, questioning everything. I go through addictions, of course, alcohol. Of course, I was racist. I was raised to be racist. If you see a black guy cross the street, because you're going to get stolen. If you see an indigenous person, they're less than you. But at the same time, I grew up thinking I was always poor. I grew up in the farm back in kilometer 108, Pedro Vicente Maldonado, putting water from the well, ordeñando las vacas, which means to get the milk from the cows. And I grew up like that. But at the same time, I always thought I was poor. And I was having that poor mindset for many years of my life without understanding my inner power. So then I questioned, like, why are my parents doing this? What did my grandparents do in my life? What's the story of my grandparents? There's no story in my whole grandparents. I don't know who they are, what they did, what did they leave us. I don't care about money, but what did they leave us in their mind and their experience? So I questioned all these things. So at 19 years old, when I realized I have to get out of this country, I left from Ecuador. I went to San Francisco, California. Randomly, I didn't even know what was San Francisco. I ended up being there, and I got culture shock because I saw two men kissing. Then I saw a black guy being very friendly with me, and it was just culture shock. And then I started realizing the habits of everyday life from every place, from different parts of the world, that started affecting my life and the people I met in San Francisco. Very diverse place. It's a home to be. However, then starts happening gentrification there. And then all these things that really make me question about my reality in San Francisco, and why am I learning about health and abundance with nature and the connection with our spirit. Then I realized I have to go back to Ecuador. I go back to Ecuador 2014, and that's where we met with Paulette. When I went back, I really went with all the energy, that everything that I've learned in my 12 years in San Francisco about health and regenerating life. I went through permaculture and a lot of story there. But the situation is, we're talking today about action. It's not about the problems, not about necessarily our story, but it's just to understand what culture means. I come back on Ecuador, I get culture shock again. I come back, living so long in San Francisco, I get to Ecuador, and people treat me like I'm a tourist, right? But at the same time, they're angry with me. It's an angry culture. I couldn't stand it. After a year of being in Ecuador, I went back to San Francisco because I needed to recharge energy. So I got culture shock going back to my own country. And I go back to Ecuador, right? And I realize, well, my mission is the jungle, and that's what we talked about. That's the purpose of my life, my existence. I found it finally after not knowing what to do of my life. The energy of the jungle was calling me every single time in the nighttime while I was dreaming, my ceremonies and different things. And that's my mission now with her. And when we met, it was beautiful because hard to meet somebody. It's hard to meet somebody when you align with the food, we align with dancing, we align with the vision. Very important. If we don't align with the vision as a couple, it's hard to live together. One of the most difficult things is hard to live together with a partner, with a community, with your family. It's hard to live. So why is it? And I start questioning, why is it so hard to live with somebody that you love, that you trust supposedly? Why is it so hard? Anyway, I go back to Ecuador. I bring my family together. We met meetings. We did meetings, family meetings. What does family mean? Let's do something bigger. There's so much love and so much trust. Let's do something big. It didn't work out with my family. So I started making different nucleus of families. Also, I still have family in San Francisco. I come back to Ecuador, start building a new family with my wife right now. And so 2014, we created Seeds Transcendence, which means is, for one day, how can we live together? How can we live together? So I'm going to get into that in a little bit. ¿Puedes pasar el este? I'm going to talk about culture right now. ¿Quieres hablar de cultura también? ¿De regeneración?
Regeneración va mucho más allá que la sustentabilidad. Es una fase más evolucionada, porque la sustentabilidad se queda en solo reparar el daño que está hecho, en solo tener algunos componentes que permiten tener una vida más lineal, ecológica, pero en la regeneración nosotros entramos a un estado de potencialidad en donde La naturaleza funciona con su inteligencia natural y nosotros como seres humanos ya no tenemos que intervenir. Es la naturaleza que con su inteligencia empieza a generar todo un movimiento. Y yo siento que muchos de nosotros hemos despertado esa conciencia. Tiene que ver también con la elevación de la frecuencia de Madre Tierra que influye en nosotros porque somos parte de ella. Somos como sus células, hijas. Entonces podemos decir que nosotros también somos Madre Tierra. Y si nosotros nos equilibramos como ella también se está equilibrando, entonces entramos a un estado regenerativo. Y nuestro organismo en estado regenerativo funciona en salud, en abundancia, en gozo, en plenitud. Entonces, las culturas regenerativas es cualquier tipo de cultura que transforma sus hábitos para estar en potencialidad, en equilibrio, en homeostasis, que es el estado natural de todos los seres que vivimos aquí en Madre Tierra.
Yeah, so she's saying about regeneration. Yes. So she's talking about regeneration. I'm going to talk about culture. What is culture? Culture is the accumulation of a custom. Custom comes from the habits. Every day I'm doing something that I repeat, becomes a custom. The custom becomes a culture. A culture becomes a tradition over time. And that's what we live today. We live traditions. Some of them we don't question really. But at the same time, we respect our ancestors. Most of our ancestors' wisdom we have carried, but it also we have lost it. But now, if we observe, we have a degenerative culture. Like I mentioned, every aspect of our life is degenerating life. So another interesting thing that's happening during this time is called culture appropriation. I see in the universities that they're teaching culture appropriation as something bad. You don't have to do that. What, you're wearing a Mexican hat? You can't do that. Hey, you're wearing a cloth from India? You can't do that. That's appropriate. Hey, you're singing something from the Asian culture? You can't do that. But at the same time, you go ask people from Mexico, hey, what do you think about este hermano using the sombrero? Hey, that's cool, man. You don't think that's offending you? No. Hey, I'm wearing Ecuadorian culture, a mix of from the coast, from the jungle, and also from the Andes. It's a mix of all clothing, shoes, pants. So am I taking that away from my culture? It's not really my, I didn't born with it, but at the same time, I identify with it. I identify with this because it's spiritual. I identify with this because it's spiritual. I don't identify with something that, I don't take something that I don't identify with. So cultural appropriation is a need so we can exchange our culture, our knowledge, our wisdom. So that's the way we can grow. And that's important to keep in mind. So now we ask ourselves, what habit am I doing every day in my life that can create a regenerative culture? What habit in my everyday life, what decision of my everyday life is helping to create more life? So regenerative culture is how to create more life in our everyday habits, in our everyday decisions. So we created Seeds Transcendence for the first day. Pasaliba. And that's amazing art, as you've seen, you can choose. My habits of my everyday life make who you are, who I am. I am because of my decisions of my everyday life. And if I choose to be on the side of degeneration, be it. If you want to be on the regeneration, you have to choose. We're in a moment in time that we have to. We can't be in the middle. So we have to take that type of action, a radical action. So with this, I empower myself. We empower ourselves. We empower and we start creating collective wave. It's a collective of consciousness, a wave of consciousness. Back in 2009 in San Francisco, we put ourselves together and say, there's a wave of consciousness that's happening that we need to wake up and take action and regenerate life. So we started creating these projects. We started with seeds. Then we did Flora plant-based cuisine. Then we did the Sikwanga Eco Village. Tropicana, which is a regenerating tropical dance party event with no liquor and no trash, and the Regenerative Culture Podcast. So meaning 15 years ago, and I was like looking at my ceiling and I'm dreaming, what can I do? And then time has gone by and I was like, wow, I didn't know anything. I didn't really study. I did study, but on my own way, not university. I did go to college, but at the same time, what is that type of information? Of course, I love my teacher. I learned a lot, but at the same time, I felt that it was missing something, and I came across permaculture, and that helped me a lot. And of course, there are so many other tools that I want to share, and I'm going to share in a little bit, but this is what's happening. Pásale, Bobby. Oh, wait. Let me just share. Go back. What time is it? Hold on. I got some time. All right, so let me share. Seize transcendence. For one day in 2014, how would it be to live like an eco village? How would it be for one day to not create any trash? How would it be for one day to not think about money, everything free? How would it be for one day to eat healthy? How would it be for one day to hug some people and something to love? And we did it. It was a free event. We got about 100 people to join, but at the same time, I was expecting 500. And then I realized, wow, Ecuador is not ready. I feel like it. And I have to do so much promotion and marketing. And then we did 3 days, then 5 days, then 7 days. Last year in 2021, we did a 21-day experience of how to live as an eco-village, as a community, with principles that allows us to understand that, yes, it's possible. It's possible to do it. Let's not be afraid. The technology exists. The wisdom exists. Everything exists to live abundantly, to live regeneratively, to live with great technology, of course. Everything exists. But we're afraid. The only thing that's missing is us. We are afraid to actually learn how to live together, to share, to communicate. Let's learn to breathe together. Let's learn to eat together, to cook together. Let's learn to plant. Let's learn to build a house. Let's learn to give birth without the governments, without the corporations. Let's be independent, because what's happening is that they've taken so much power away from us that literally we don't know how to breathe. So literally we have to take that action. So that's Seize Transcendence. Awesome. You can check out the website. That website is a lot of work, years of putting it together. Finally, we put it up last year, and I'm very grateful for that. So if you could take a peek and take some time to just get all the information and see what can you use it for. Ponle otra vez en el otro. So Seeds was for the first 2014, 2015, and then it was so struggling for us to keep it going with economically that we had to open Flora Plant-Based Cuisine. I've been in restaurants over 20 years. She's been an amazing cook, plant-based vegan for many years. We opened our restaurant in Ecuador in 2016. We closed it 4 years later because it was still a lot of work, and we have a vision, which is Eco Village, and then we built the Eco Village, which is Chisicuango, with the Quichua Canelos community. We started to build it with them. We're not going to come there and say, hey, I'm going to hire you. I want to build this hotel, these houses for me, and I'm going to hire you guys, because that's gentrification, and that's also being part of enslaving the locals. Here, the intention is how we can co-live together with the local community in a way that we are brothers. So we build the experience, we create the experience in the jungle with them, and we have this intercultural experience with people from Europe, North, also South America, and the locals. So it's beautiful to see different ages, different color skins. It's just amazing. We cry on the third day, we cry on the fifth day of happiness. It's amazing. No medicine yet. It's just love. It's just sharing. And that's so impactful. Imagine 21 days. That was back when we were doing 7 days with all this crazy energy. Imagine 21 days of just powerful energy of love. It's amazing. Now, when we did Flora Plant-Based Cuisine, what's that? Creating a permaculture restaurant. That's a regenerative business. It's not participating in buying food from conventional or packaged food. We did everything from scratch from our local farmers. We cook everything organic, plant-based, non-GMO, and provide that for our locals. And at the same time, teach. We were the first restaurant to start doing workshops. We were a cultural center restaurant. But in Ecuador, it was too new, that kind of stuff. Here you can see it, of course. But in Ecuador, a cultural restaurant was impactful. We closed in 2019, at the end of 2019, that was 4 years. We went to 2020 to Florida to visit my mother. Pandemic hits, we don't know what to do. We opened a food truck because this is what we do best, is plant-based vegan food. So thank you so much for that. We got Flora Plant-Based Cuisine. We got Sikwanga Eco Village, which is a space that you can visit now. And we got Tropicana, which is a blend with, it's an event where you can celebrate. We need to celebrate. Now, Plaza Levavita, we're gonna finish up with this part right here. Regenerative culture, it's a way of life based on decisions and actions which help create conditions for more life to exist. Simple and straightforward, and that we have to keep in mind with each decision that we make in our everyday lives. I want us, you started applauding, man. Ma'am, you applauded. Please, let's applaud for regenerative culture. Please make some noise for that, because it's so much work for us to put this word together and actually take action every day with regenerative culture. Now, here are the methodologies and the system that we've been using. There's more to it with more detail, but the most principal column, vertebra, is here. Regenerative principles. You can go in there, and there's the principles that we've been taking very seriously from many cultures around the world, eco villages, events, different principles from permaculture as well, that allows us to do this. So check it out, please. We got social economy. This means that you can create your own coin. If we want to take our power, we have to use our own coin for us to transact, for us to exchange without the banks and the governments and corporations. So we did our first coin. It's called Muyu, means seeds in Quechua. And that means that it's a crypto, away from the crypto world and the crypto market. It's just us, 120 people using our blockchain technology and exchanging our goods and services. And it doesn't go up and down. You can trust it always. We got sociocracy, how to make decisions in community without hierarchy. That's a plus. It's very important. How to resolve conflicts, how to make these decisions in harmony with a community. And a couple more things. ¿Qué pasó?
Eco Village Network.
Okay, we got the Eco Village Network, the Global Eco Village Network. There's so many hundreds, thousands of eco villages taking action. Connect to that, because this is the realization that we're more people living self-sufficient and resilient with life. We got get involved. Please get involved with this last one right here. It's our get involved link. You can participate, invest, donate. You can also become an Eco Village partner and live with us. Whatever you feel to empower yourselves, to empower each other, we can do it in that link. Please take it with you. And I appreciate you. I appreciate the space. I appreciate the Greater Reset for being here. And tomorrow we're going to do a regenerative culture workshop, Design Your Own Holistic Reality. Today we talk about it. Tomorrow I can give you literally all the tools of a system of how to create your own system, your own eco village, or join ours and start taking action and become independent. Yeah.
Let's make some noise for both of these beautiful human beings. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah.
I hope everybody in Texas and at home enjoyed this as much as we did.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th through the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4 co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.